Popper shows us that whole, or individualistic, he might say, human beings see what's wrong, what needs to be fixed around them, but then argues that their levers must be institutions. This is a version of representative government. We are represented by institutions, and that through institutions make improvements because institutions can't fix themselves, Popper says. This is similar, I think, to de Tocqueville's belief in the need for representative government in order to manage conflicts. Both Popper and de Tocqueville took class as a given. Neither then can see a way out. They assume endless conflict, both between and within classes, which are manufactured, these groupings, by the way. They can't see a way out because they both assume class. But what Popper's not seeing, or if so, discounting, is that institutions can't see what's wrong and modify themselves because they are captured by the wage, by the logic of rule, which is the logic of accumulation. And that power, by controlling credit, by controlling what activities get supported with a wage, and this is in the main, I'm talking, this is a bit of an aside here, that it is only by stepping, what I'm arguing is that it is only by stepping outside of the logic of rule, which is essentially the notion that the people must have leaders, keepers, and outside the, its other name, logic of accumulation, which says the rulers must get the means for survival away from the people's hands, is that logic, or else they cannot lead us. Looked at this way, i.e. without the pretty packaging, can any deny its insanity? The logic of rule manifests in the assumption that institutions, and this includes nonprofits, NGOs, must make whatever change we see is needed. So it's only in stepping outside this logic that an individualistic altruism can come to be. Representative government defeats individualistic altruism because its very existence represents, as it itself manifests, the opposite. So we cannot support our diminishment and expect our development. We cannot vest our power in the state or in nonprofits and then expect to have it. We cannot have our cake while others eat it. So we must ask, if the state sanctions altruism, claims the right to define it, can it exist under class? One way to look at this issue is with Alice Miller's eyes. When she says that, quote, perfect adaptation to society's norms precludes the development of autonomy, the self, this also means that perfect adaptation to the state's norms applies to the adoption of the state's norm for altruism, precludes individualistic altruism, precludes heart. For the self never existed to define authentic standards. And in the absence of the self, the only altruism that the individual can know is that which the state bestows, i.e. service to it. And even when that takes the form of helping others, the goal for power is to bolster the legitimacy of the state. But another way to look at this issue is through the simple means of the wage. The two ends, however, fit into each other perfectly, are two sides of the same coin. If you control where attention goes, you control who gets love or what passes for it under class. If you control where money goes, you control what gets done in the system. So we see with Popper's help that the altruism that we need, the only kind that will lead to us getting free, is individualistic, i.e. takes as its point of departure a deep longing for one's own very personal body to get free, which means that in our actions of transition, defense, perhaps most importantly, means defense of the soul. And nascence, likewise, defense of its continuous growth.